Hey, humans of Instagram. I wanted to come on live today and talk about one of the most common questions that I get, one of the most common dilemmas that people tell me that they run into when they are copywriting. And it is this. People tell me that they struggle with, hi everyone. People tell me they struggle with like, okay, when I'm just like writing, you know, marketing copy, I'm telling a story, I'm talking about this and that, it's all fine until comes to the moment when I have to make an offer, until I have to talk about, you know, selling my thing, until I have to make that invitation, then that's when I freeze up. That's when I don't know how to do it. That's when I feel like I have to suddenly switch to a different mode that I don't know how to do. And feeling like there's a real disconnect between the way you normally just write casually as yourself and making offers, that it's a very common dilemma. So I want to help you with that in this live. I want to offer you some ways to think about it that's going to make it easier. Okay, so the first... what is the first thing I want to say about it? There's a list in my mind. The first thing I do want to say about it is that it's something that it's normal for that to be awkward for everyone if you're not used to talking about it. And you know, when I had a job, like a normal job, it was when people would ask me what I did. You know, I worked in a nonprofit. I worked in different nonprofit settings, and people didn't really have a context for like what my job entailed, a lot of people. And when I had to explain to them what I did for a living, that was awkward for me as well. Because it's like, okay, well, where do I start? And so it's normal for it to be awkward to be talking about something, inviting people to something that means a lot to you. It's probably even more awkward because it means a lot to you. And I want you to know that the more you just kind of like allow the awkwardness and do it anyway and feel like you're kind of doing it wrong or maybe there's a better way I could have said that, the more you just put yourself through that discomfort, the more you become sort of immune to it, the more it becomes natural, and the more you kind of build muscles of flexibility around how you word these things, how you talk about it, okay? So the first thing I want to say to you is it's the awkwardness is normal. It doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It doesn't mean you're missing something. Let it be awkward and just try doing it again and again and again. You know, don't have it as a requirement for yourself. Like, it has to feel super smooth every single time. Talking about your offer, knowing how to do it is a muscle, and you just get to build it by doing it again and again and again. Now, having said that, The thing that feels maybe the crunchiest, the thing that people want to avoid the most, understandably, is to suddenly feel like you're going into a salesperson kind of mode, right? Like, you just want to be yourself, of course. And then suddenly it's like, and then I have this thing you can buy. Buy this. Like, that feels like I went from me to like used car salesman. And that feels awful and we don't want to do it. So I want to offer you... On the one hand, I said, allow the awkward, allow it to be a little weird and do it anyway. And on the other hand, I want to offer you a tip to not have to sound like anyone other than yourself when you make offers. Now, remember, writing copy is all about the relationship that you have with the person on the other side. And hopefully it's a relationship of mutual affection, mutual respect, and you're interested in each other, you like each other, you get each other, right? That's the best kind of space in which to write from, where you trust that bubble between you and the other person. You know, you feel like they get you and know you and they have your back and they're interested in you, right? That's the most important thing you can establish, that bubble of like, I enjoy them and I know they enjoy me and they're rooting for me and they want the best for me and they're impressed by everything I do. They like everything I do. That has to be the quality of the space that you set up between you and whoever you imagine is on the other side. They like me. They want to see me succeed. What I'm saying right now, it sounds really basic, but it's a game changer when you really take what I'm saying seriously and you do the work before you write to establish that energetic space. How do you establish it? By just imagining it, right? Imagine someone on the other end who is warmly interested in you, who is affectionately curious about you, who thinks that the things you're doing are cool and interesting and amazing, even if they don't know that much about it yet. And they're just like, you're so cool. Whatever you have to share is interesting to me. I respect it. I respect you. I think it's cool, right? You just have to imagine that person on the other side. If you have someone like that in your life who looks at you that way, no matter what, that's even better. You imagine them on the other side. Okay, I just see a comment. Somebody's asking, what if you're coming from a circle of trust where you are used to giveaways? How do you make that switch? Okay, simple. Once again, you're used to doing giveaways. That was a certain kind of space. Now you have to imagine a new space where whether it's a giveaway or a whatever it is, like their affection for you, their respect for you isn't conditional on whether what you're offering is a giveaway or a recommendation or offer they can buy or a fundraiser, like whatever it is, that the way they regard you has to be unconditional, right? They're not like, oh, I'm here for a giveaway because you do giveaways. I like you when you do giveaways. Wait, it's not a giveaway? You want me to pay you for something? Oh, gross. I'm not interested. You're not talking to that person that I just described. That's why we run into walls, because we are talking to people whose affection for us, whose curiosity in us, whose admiration for us, whose respect for us, whose warm curiosity about us is conditional on what we're putting out there or not putting out there, right? And if that person is taking up space in your head, you gotta tell them to leave. You gotta put them somewhere else, because that's not who you ever wanna be writing to, right? And it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with people who are just here for the giveaway. It's just, you're just not talking to them right now, right? The person who says, I just liked it when you were giving inspirational content and suddenly you're selling to me. Ugh, I don't want to be sold to. Gross. Like, don't be that gross person. Guess what? You're not talking to that person. If that person's in your sphere, you have to, if not out loud, mentally, you have to be like, thank you so much. And what I'm saying here is not for you. You are talking to the person who is delighted to hear about your offer because they're just delighted by the things you do, period. They're delighted by the things you create. They're delighted by your ideas. They're delighted by your invitations, whatever they are, whether they say yes or no, right? Another question, can I imagine a version of myself who needed what I'm offering and really wants to read and work with me? Yes, that's exactly who you want to be writing to. That's exactly who you want to be writing to. Somebody who's leaning in, being like, oh, tell me more. I am so interested in what you have to offer because I have so much trust in you. I have so much respect for you. I find your thoughts so valuable, and I want to know more. Tell me, what are you offering? I don't know if I can say yes or no yet, but I want to know, because maybe I can't say yes right now, but maybe I want to work up to saying yes, but I'm so interested in what you're doing because I find what you're doing so valuable. That is the person that you want to speak to, and nobody else. Nobody else. How would you describe the person, the feeling of who we are selling to? I literally just described it to you, right? Somebody who's like so excited to hear what we're about to say because they're just excited about us as human beings. They value what's coming out of our brains, right? Okay, somebody said, that's how I feel about Bobby Lee podcast. I don't care what he says. I find it interesting anyways. Yeah, I don't even know who Bobby Lee is, but exactly, right? There are content creators, there are teachers where I'm like, I just dig the shit out of them as human beings. I don't even care what they're telling me. I don't even care what they're offering. Whatever it is, I want to know, right? I sometimes lately have used the example of this YouTube creator called, they're actually twins. They're called the Welsh twins. And they're two brothers who are twins, obviously. And there's James and Robert Welsh. And they're like the beauty and makeup and skincare space, which I honestly, I don't really care that much about skincare. Honestly, I don't care that much about makeup, but I like obsessively watch their content because I just find them so delightful. Like they make me happy when I watch them talk about skincare and makeup that I don't actually care about, I just like love them as human beings. And if they sold merch, like I would buy it. If they like had an event, I would go. Like if, even if it costs money, because I just like want to be around them, right? Like you want to be in that energy. You want to be in the energy of like knowing that someone like that is on the other side looking at you feeling that way. Okay? Exactly. So where was I? So that's the precondition. If you don't have that space set up, then everything else is going to be a million times harder and a million times more ineffective. Okay? You have to speak to that person. It's totally normal and understandable if other people are taking up space rent-free in your head, like critics, people who are suspicious of you, people who are used to, you know, one version of you and would be freaked out by another version of you, people who think selling is gross, people who you are just like not that interested in what you're doing, people who feel threatened by what you're doing, people who are weirded out by what you're doing. All of these people may exist in your world. They certainly exist in my world, but they have to leave the room. They have to be outside of the bubble of who you are speaking to when you write copy, inviting people into your offers, okay? I cannot overstate the importance of this energetic step of setting up that bubble. It's so important, okay? Everybody has to get out. Everybody else has to get out. And that's the biggest and most important thing. And the second thing is please be human about it, and you can be yourself about it. And one of my favorite tips when it comes to having like potentially difficult or awkward conversations is to be honest about how you're feeling. Like, let's say I have to have a potentially awkward conversation with a friend of mine, right? And let's say I trust the friend, I like the friend, we like love each other, but we're about to have an awkward conversation for whatever reason, right? I would probably open this conversation by saying something like, listen, I've been scared to have this conversation. I feel really awkward right now. But you know, I know that I have to bring this to you. But I just want you to know, like, this feels really weird for me to say. Like, I will just say that out loud, because that instantly creates like a safer space for me to say whatever I'm about to say. And it's like me saying, meet me at the human level where I am right now, right? Like, let's connect at this level before we have that conversation, right? So in a way, you can totally, and you should totally do the same with your people. You know, they can handle your truth. They want your truth. They want you to be human and not some slick, super like slick salesperson persona who's like, I know what all the perfect words are to say to get you to want to buy from me, and I know how to make it sound natural. Like, if that's not who you are, then don't force yourself to be that. You don't have to be that. You know what you can say? You can say, hey, I'm new to this whole business thing, or I'm new to maybe this particular business. I've never sold something for money before, or whatever. I'm making this up, but you can change this to suit to whatever your truth is. And honestly, I don't want to sound like a used car salesman, but at the same time, I know that this can really help people. And so I'm feeling pretty awkward right now. But having said that, I want you to know that there is this thing that I'm doing, and it's really cool. And for the right person, for if you are XYZ, whatever, I think you would really like it. So no pressure, but check it out if you're interested. If you're not, it's fine. Like, isn't that what you would say if you were with your best friend? And they're like, yeah, so what's your business about? Tell me. And your best friend loves you. You'd be like, I know, it's like so weird. Like, I'm so not used to like being like, buy this. And you know, it feels awkward for me, but I did create this thing because I really believe in it. I think it would really help people. So as awkward as it feels for me to say, this is something you can buy, guess what? This is something you can buy. You can keep doing that, by the way, right? Like, this could be the 10th offer you're making, and you could make like, you could be humorous about it. You can be like, this is literally the 10th time I've written an email, you know, inviting you into this. And the awkwardness is still here. I'm still not used to being this person, but here I am. I think you should know, because it's really cool and I believe in it. That is so much better. That is so much more powerful. Builds such a higher quality connection than you trying to put on this confident salesperson persona. Because that would be inauthentic. It would create a safer space between you and whoever is reading. They're likely to trust you more. And anybody would be able to relate to that. Be like, oh yeah, I could totally see how that feels. But You don't have to feel like the right person to be like, you don't have to feel weird at all. Like, of course we want to know. Like, please tell us, you know? Yeah, somebody asked, how do I make the imposter leave the room? Yeah, here's the thing. The imposter doesn't have to leave the room. You can be like, part of me feels like an imposter about this. But that's how it is, right? When you're doing new things. Literally, you can tell people that. When you're doing something new that means a lot to you and you're reaching outside of your comfort zone, it can be like, it can be uncomfortable. I have some imposter syndrome right now, but that's okay. I'm showing up anyway. I'm doing it with all the feels because this is that meaningful to me, because I believe in it that much. And remember, the most important thing, the other person in the bubble is cheering for you. The other person in the bubble is rooting for you. The other person in the bubble is like, one is like rooting for you to succeed. And so when you're in the presence of someone like that who genuinely adores you and respects you and thinks that whatever comes out of you is just awesome, it's so easy to let, so much easier to let our guard down and be like, okay, this is a little awkward, but I'm going to say it because I'm practicing saying things that feel awkward if they need to be said, right? That's intimacy. Me trying to pretend to be confident because that's how I think I should be, that's not intimate. That's a performance. Performance isn't bad, you know. I pay to go to the theater to see great performances, but putting on a performance is not the same thing as building a connection. And we want to be building connections. We want to be building relationships. And it's just being real with somebody in front of whom you feel safer being real, because you know they're rooting for you. You know they got your back. And if you were to ever mess anything up, they would give you grace. They would give you the benefit of the doubt. They wouldn't hold it against you. Like I said, if you can think of someone like this in your life, it's great to put yourself in, to imagine them being there with you as you write copy that feels crunchy. And someone else said, like, is it okay if I imagine a former version of me who would have loved to hear this, who would have loved to hear about this offer, who would have loved to be able to take me up on it? Exactly. Yes, that's exactly who you should be writing to. If you can think of your former self as like, oh my God, my former self really needed this. Almost everything I create is something, if not everything that I create, is something that would have helped my former self so much. I don't think I create anything if it's not something that would have felt like oasis in a desert to the former version of me. So that when I'm like, hey, listen to this, I've got this offer, I think you're gonna love it, I'm talking to that person. Again, it doesn't have to be, it can be whoever. The most important thing is how they make you feel in that bubble and how you wanna feel in their presence, whoever you are imagining is on the other side, is safe, seen, understood, appreciated, cheered for, be given the benefit of the doubt, supported, all of these things. If you can create this bubble and feel it in your nervous system, that is a step. That's a bigger step than, I'm sorry to say, but it's true, most people who are trying to write copy will ever take. And they will just keep regarding it as a technical exercise. They will keep treating it like if they could just hook into the right clever wordsmithing, all of the problems would be solved. But again, it ain't a word problem. It's not a wordsmithing problem. It's a relationship problem. Not a problem. It's just, you know, it's a relationship thing. Okay. So, okay, here's a question. As a neurodivergent, how to stop feeling strange or conflicted with showing up, aka taking up space? Once again, you don't. You may always feel conflicted. I still feel conflicted about certain things sometimes with regards to my own showing up, right? I think it's really hard to make moves in your business if you are waiting for the day where all of yourself is perfectly aligned and no part of you feels awkward, no part of you feels conflicted, and you just feel 100% together, pointing in the same direction. Yes, yes, yes. Those moments are rare and vanishing for anyone. Everything we do is going to be involve a degree of feeling conflicted. It's going to involve a degree of, am I doing this right? If this feels awkward, I don't know. Am I doing this for the right reasons? Am I doing it the right way? If you're feeling that, welcome to entrepreneurship. Welcome to creative living out loud. That is a badge that you're doing something right, not that you're missing something or not that you're doing something wrong. So I would say allow that strange feeling of like feeling conflicted, feeling awkward, and do it anyway. Or don't. You don't have to. Sometimes you can give yourself permission to take a break or whatever, but know that it's a feature, not a bug, as they say. Okay, listen, I wanna affirm this as much as humanly possible. None of this is easy. Truly, I've been at this a while and I pretty much made my career teaching people how to show up in spite of all the things. And I still have hella crazy, powerful vulnerability hangovers. If I'm being really honest, I posted, some of you might have caught it, I posted a couple of videos of myself singing. Like very earnestly singing too, not like cool singing. Like I was like singing my heart out, Disney songs. I posted a couple of reels. And in the moment I was like, this is fun. I didn't overthink it. And of course, like in the middle of the night, I woke up and I was like, fuck, what have I done? And I had this crazy vulnerability hangover in the middle of the night where I felt like, oh my God, I'm gonna get laughed off the internet. It's like, who do I think I am? What the fuck? That was so stupid of me. I should have never shared that. Is it too late to go and leave? No, too many people saw it. Like, I have that whole thing in my brain in the middle of the night. I have that kind of vulnerability hangover whenever I push into my own edges of sharing from my vulnerability. Like I, you know, from time to time, I share about the mistakes I've made. I share about the areas where I am actively learning and growing, which means I'm constantly running into my own limits and areas of my own weakness and ignorance. And I talk a lot about that. And you think I'm like confident and aligned and, you know, when I talk about it, no, I'm like shaking in my boots, you know? But I often choose to share certain things anyway because it's never like gratuitous emotional exhibitionism, right? Like not that there's anything wrong with that. You could just be gratuitously sharing because it makes you happy or whatever. But to me, the emotional risk I take to be intimate with somebody, with those who read what I write, is because I know that there's a version of my past self who would have been saved by that, right? When I talk about my fuck ups, I know that there's at least one person on the other end who's like, oh, I feel so much better as a human being knowing that she has struggled with this too, right? When I talk about my failures, things that are embarrassing, right? Like, I know that there's at least one person on the other end who's like, this makes me feel less fucked up. This gives me some courage. This makes me feel okay about myself. And they like put down a little bit of the burden that they had in their hearts. And that's everything to me. That's why I do it. Because I know how heavy it is to carry that burden. And as much as humanly possible, I want to help to lighten the burden for others. Life is hard. I want to help people have it be a little less painful. That's why I do it. Right? And it's not for anyone else. It's not for anybody who is judging me from the sidelines. It's not for anybody who has critical thoughts about me. It's not for anybody who thinks I'm oversharing or I'm not being professional or whatever. They all might have a point or not. I don't know. But I'm not writing for them at all. At all. They are not who I'm building a relationship with. I'm building a relationship with the person who's like, oh, thank goodness you said that. Thank you so much for saying that. You know, there's probably somebody who watched like my singing video from last night and thought, wow, that took balls. Clearly, she's not like a professional or anything. If she can share like that, like in her bathroom, maybe what I want to share is maybe not so bad. And maybe I helped to embolden that person. That's so awesome. Like for me to know that, right? We're all just walking each other home. So if it's hard, that's because you're being brave. And if it's painful, that's because you're just human. Doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. You're doing amazing. You're doing amazing. Did anybody tell you that lately? You're doing amazing. And like, I know that it looks so much harder than it is so much harder than it looks to just like make it through another day after another day after another day, like juggling all of your responsibilities and obligations. And at the same time, be trying to chase your dreams, make your, you know, leave your mark in the world. Like, that is not for the faint of heart. And if you're doing it, you are my hero. You're a fucking badass. You're doing so much better than you think. And keep going in the bubble of other people who adore you and support you. Because you deserve that. And you deserve to be in that for as long as possible, as often as possible. Okay. I'm going to save this live to my phone like I always do. So if you need to watch it later, you can. If you have other questions about copywriting, leave it in the comments. And as you might have heard, I am offering a copywriting training starting on May 8th called Writing with a Sword. And if you resonate with the way I approach copywriting, you're welcome to check it out. The link is in my bio, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.